All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, guys, in the other room.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, I would like you, those kids should sit down, okay, who were born in winter. Thank you. Now, those kids whose mother's names starts with a vowel. What is a vowel? A, E. Okay, your mother's name starts with a vowel. Okay, thank you. Now, sit down if you usually don't have any breakfast. Okay. Sit down if you have two first names. Only one. Sit down if you don't live in Budapest. Okay, thank you very much, guys. Now, my first question is, have you ever been abroad? What is abroad? Yes, in a different country, not in Hungary. Have you ever been abroad? Yes. Which countries have you been to?
Croatia.
Yes.
Germany.
Uh-huh.
Sweden.
Mm.
Austria.
Okay, very good. Is there a country that you would like to go to? Which one? USA, very good. Okay. Switzerland, very good. Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like you guys to have a look here at a couple of symbols and try to guess which country are we going to talk about, okay? Okay. Can you see that? What is this? A gecko? What's this? That's a boomerang. Yes, very good.
Koala.
Koala? Yes, so what country are we talking?
Australia.
Australia, very good. What is this?
Sydney
Opera House. What is the capital city of Australia?
Sydney.
No, what is it? What is it, Alan? No, not Melbourne. Does any of you know, guys, in this other classroom, what's the capital city of Australia?
Canberra.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. It's Canberra. Okay. This is the flag of Australia. Hmm? Have you seen this? Okay. What's this?
The Union Jack.
The Union Jack. Very good. Why is that there? Because of its ties to the United Kingdom. Okay. What's this?
Stars,
okay. Do you know what kind of stars are those?
No.
That's the Southern Cross, a constellation. What is a constellation? Yes, yes. That's a constellation above Australia, okay. It's called the Southern Cross. Very good. We are now going to read and listen, okay, to a story which was very famous and it was all over the internet. Guys, so please open your books on page 54. It's this one, okay, guys, in the other group. All right. So first, we're going to read and listen to this story, okay? Please read in your books and listen to the story.
This is 5.5. A Tale of Two Cities. Last April, two British teenagers wanted to go to Australia for their summer holiday. But it was a 24-hour journey by plane, and tickets were very expensive. So Raoul Sebastian and Emma Nunn, aged 19, looked for cheap tickets on the internet. They were lucky, and they booked two tickets to Sydney. On August the 4th, they arrived at Heathrow Airport. They checked in and waited for the plane to leave.
6 hours later, they landed at a big airport and changed planes.
I was a bit worried because the second plane was very small, but I didn't want to say anything to Raoul.
After only an hour, the plane landed. We looked out of the window. It was a very small airport. We walked to the information desk and I showed our tickets to the woman. When is our next flight? I asked. She looked at our tickets. The next flight? This is the end of your journey. Where did you want to go? Where are we? I asked.
All right. Now do you think they were in Sydney? Maybe yes, maybe not. We'll find it out, okay? Guys, are there any words in the text that you don't understand? Expensive? All right, very good. To book two tickets. To book. Yes, all right. They landed at a big airport. To land? Yes, all right. Okay, information desk? Very good. Okay, now what I would like you to do is please read the text again and try to number those pictures that you have at exercise B, okay? So for the other group, it's going to be this particular exercise, okay? Exercise B. What's the first one? What's the second one? Third picture, and so on and so forth. Uh-huh, good. Yes, very good. Okay. Good. Okay, who is done? Is there anybody done from the other group? Patty?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Bence, you're ready. Zalan. Okay. All right. Now let me see Mark. So the first picture is?
Is I.
Yes. What's the second one?
G.
Second one is G, okay. Bence, what do you think is the third? Which one is the third one? You, Bence. Number three. Yes, what? B. B is number three. What is number four? Patty, what is number four in the other group? Picture number four, what do you think? Can you help, Patty? Yes, that's F. Okay, very good. F. What is number five, Zalan?
D.
D, that's right. That's D. D is number five. What's number six? Anybody from the other group? What's number six? Anybody from here?
C.
C is it? Thank you very much, C. Okay. What's number seven? Now it's not very difficult, now we're going to... E, yes. And the last one now, Bence. The other Bence. Number eight is then... What is left?
A
is left, yes. So that is number eight. A is left. Okay, guys, now we're going to listen to the end of the story to see, to find out where they actually are, okay? So, we're going to listen to the end of the story, okay, to find out where they are. Let's see.
Listening 5.6. They walked to the information desk and they showed their tickets to the woman. When is our next flight?
The next flight? This is the end of your journey. Where did you want to go?
Where are we?
You're in Sydney.
We're in Australia.
Australia? No. You're in Canada.
Canada?
Listening 5.7.
Okay, so where are they?
Canada.
They're in Canada. How is this possible? What do you think?
In Canada.
Yes, yes. Very good. Okay, let me see. Donnie, can you please read on page 112, the bit about Sydney? Can you please read that part?
Ron and Demo were in Sydney, but not Sydney, Australia. They were in Sydney, Nova's Ocean in northeast Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Emma and Roe was on television and newspapers around the world. They stayed in Sydney, Nova Scotia, for 4 days and then traveled home in Air Canada to London, England, not London, Canada.
Exactly. So you were right. It was a different Sydney, not Australia, but Canada. Guys, do you think it's easy to make a mistake like this? Not so easy? What do you think, guys, in this other group? Is it easy to make a mistake like this?
No.
No, not very? Do you maybe know other cities that have the same name, but they're in two different countries? No? Guess what? There is a Naples in Italy, and there is one in Florida too. There is a London in England, there is one in California, and there is one in Canada. There is a Moscow in Russia, yes, but there is one in Kansas. Did you know that? No? There is a Brighton in England, New York City, and also in Australia. So there are several and many more cities like this. What do you think about Budapest? Is there only one Budapest in the world?
Yes?
Yes? Only one Budapest? Okay, your homework is, guys, when you go home, please find out whether there is only one Budapest or if there are any other Budapests in the world, okay? That's homework number one. Okay, now all this was kind of an introduction to today's grammar, which is going to be past simple regular verbs, okay? Past simple, okay? Regular verbs. In Hungarian, that is? Yes? Regular verbs? Nem rendhagyó, hanem rendes, normális igék. So the simplest verbs, okay, that we put in past simple, okay? Now, it's on page 55, the next task that I would like you to look at. Okay, this one, other group, okay, this exercise. Please look in the text for the highlighted words. What is highlighted?
Yeah.
Yes, very good, thank you. And put there in the table the appropriate words in simple past. It's in the text, the highlighted words in the text. Okay, good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Are you ready in the other group?
Yes.
Perfect. Now tell me. Okay, this is the table. Tell me, please, Donny, Matthew Donny. They want to go to Australia, past simple. It was in the text. Who knows, Patty? Very good. I don't want to say anything. Gobby.
I didn't want to say anything.
Perfect. Where do you want to go? Zoli?
Where did you want to go?
Yes. Okay, this one. Okay? So, if you go to page 130, let's see some of the grammatical issues. Page 130. Past simple regular verbs. Okay? All right, well, let me see. We talk about past simple, we use past simple when we talk about completed actions in the past. What does it mean, completed actions in the past? Yes. Action? Yes. In the past? All right. Affirmative. Okay. I worked yesterday. Zolan, can you please read all the other sentences? I worked yesterday, you, and so on.
You worked yesterday, he worked yesterday. She worked yesterday, it worked yesterday, we worked yesterday, you worked yesterday, and they worked.
And they worked yesterday, perfect. So this is the affirmative sentence. Negative sentence, I didn't work yesterday. Let me see, Boti, can you please read the negative sentences?
You didn't work yesterday, he, she, it didn't work yesterday, we didn't work yesterday. You didn't work yesterday, they didn't work yesterday.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. And now let's see the questions. Did you work yesterday? Short answer, yes, I did. No, I didn't. Domonkos, can you please read, Domonkos, the questions?
Did you work yesterday? Yes, you did. Or no, you didn't.
Perfect. Another one?
Did he, she work yesterday? Yes, he, she did. No, he, she didn't.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. Let's see the spelling, okay? How do you form past simple? Now you can see. You add ed, okay? Watch, watched. Play, played. But if the word ends in an E, you only add D. Live, lived, smoke, smoked. Okay? If it ends in a Y and it is followed by a consonant like this D, then it becomes IED, studied. Okay? And if it stops, which is it ends with a consonant and it's a one syllable word, then it's stopped. Okay? Got it, guys?
Yes.
Perfect. Now let me see. What is then, Donny, what's the past form of use?
Used.
Used. Good. Watch, Mark?
Watch.
Yes. Okay. Kishbense, Listen?
Listen.
Listen. Good. Study. Zolan?
Study.
How do you spell it?
S-T-U-D-I-E-D.
Perfect. Okay. Petty, smoke?
Smoke.
Yes. Stay, Gabi?
Stay.
Yes. It doesn't change into an I-E-D because it is, it follows a vowel, okay? A is a vowel, not a consonant, yes? Good. Stop. What?
Stop,
yes. Turn on. Bente? Turned on. Good. Finish.
Finished.
And the last one, try. Let me see. Mentor Donny?
Try.
What is it? Just tell
try.
Me. Try. Can
try.
You? Yes. Can you spell it, please, Donny? T?
I.
D. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to watch, okay, or do some online exercises. Can you please tell me what is the web page that we always use during
www?
Yes. Yes.
Slash.
Very good. E L T English language teaching. English. English file and elementary. Elementary. Okay, so we'll go to that web page. Then I would like somebody to come here and help me. Okay. Okay. So it's this one. Mm-hmm. Grammar. File. Which one?
Five.
Yes. File. Five. Perfect. Lesson B. Regular verbs. One. Now, who would like to come to the board? Mark, come on. I can see in your eyes that you are desperate to come to the board. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Can you please tell us, read the sentences? Did you work? Wait, do you agree?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Mark, can you read the sentences?
Yeah.
Read. We didn't. Read.
Oh,
yes. Oh,
did you go to work yesterday? We didn't go to went to the party last weekend.
Write what you want. And we'll see. Huh? I? Read, Matt, read.
I studied English last night.
Okay.
The lesson finished at midday.
Finished at midday, cool.
What film did you see at the cinema?
Uh-huh.
He didn't smoke all evening.
Okay, wait, Matt, wait. Guys, wait, can you please go a little? Do you agree? Bente says that the last one he thinks is not okay, Bente. Can you take the chewing gum out? Okay, no, just here. So he thinks that the last one is not good. What would you write there, Bente?
He didn't smoke.
He says he didn't smoke. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know.
Okay, leave it like that. Check. Score. Sorry. No, yes. The last one is not good. So Bense was right. Yes. Thank you very much. Now let's see the next one. Okay? File 5. Regular verbs 2. Okay. Now who would like to come? Marty? I could see that you want to come here to the board. All right, now let's see.
I lived in Madrid.
Just speak up. Marty, speak up. Louder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I lived in Madrid last year.
Yeah, you have the right type it then.
Madrid.
Next one.
We didn't play football yesterday.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, they think the same. Do you think the same? Do you agree, guys? Yes.
No, I forgot.
Number 3.
Did you watch that film last night, right?
Type in. Domon Kos, do you agree?
Nem is látom.
What do you think? He said, he goes like
this. No.
Number 3.
Did you watch that film last time?
Is it okay?
No.
What do you think, Domon Kos? What do you think? Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Go on, Hossi. Go on.
Okay. Where did you... Where did you study English? Maybe. I'm sorry, the bar closed half an hour ago.
Right then?
They didn't stay in the hotel last year.
What do you think? They didn't stay in the hotel. Is that okay?
No.
We'll see. What do you think, guys, in the other room? Is that okay? Score. Yes. Score. Downstairs it's score. Okay, come here. Score.
Arra már rányomtam.
Okay. Now let me see. Did you watch that film? That was not okay.
De az, ez a jó, csak már átírtam.
Okay, okay.
Because that day doesn't stay.
They doesn't stay. What do you think? Is that okay?
No.
Yes? Okay, what would you like to say?
Nothing.
Ben said. They doesn't say. They didn't stay. That's what they... Okay, score. Yes. Okay, good job. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So again, guys, as you can see in your books, okay, we add ed, we saw the spelling, okay, it's in your books. We add didn't work, but then it's didn't work, it's not didn't work, okay? And did you work? Yes, I did. No, I didn't, okay? Now, what I would like you to do is, there is a card here. Okay, I'll give you one card for each of you. Please come to the board and write a sentence, okay, about your card. The cards are about Steve. So Steve went here, Steve did this, Steve did that, okay? So please come to the board, put your card on the board and write a sentence in simple past, okay? Okay, Mark, it's for you. And you guys, you will have to write down the sentences in your notebooks. Okay? Here you are. Okay? Botte, that's for you. Okay. Here, Zolan, another one for you. And Motti. Yes.
That was not me. So, Milan, Steve, what?
No, no, Milan is now the name of the band, the football. So yeah, it's Milan scored here. Okay? Okay, who is number one? Who is number one? Okay? Come here. Put it here and write a sentence. Who is number two? Number two? Number two? Come on. And? Please, write it on the board. Here you are. Okay, put it there. Okay? Okay, Mark. Here is a piece of chalk for you. Okay? Good? Who is number three? Or there somewhere, yeah. Wait. Mom. You can erase the board. Who is number three? Okay, come on. Number four. Come on, Gabby. Donny, there's. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, number five, Zalan. Okay, thank you. Number six. Thank you. Seven. Who is number seven? Seven? Oh, you're number seven too. Good. Who is number eight? Good. Number nine? Thank you. Okay, 10, come on, number 10, okay, 11, Bence, 11, and 12, finally, who is number 12?
Martin.
Okay, you are going to be number 12, good. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. And yes, Marty. Marty, okay. Uh-huh, thank you. Okay. Who wrote picture number one? Can you please read it?
Steve Wright at Manchester Airport.
Okay, number two? Okay, wanted to check it, perfect. Number three? Yes?
Steve waited for the plane.
Waited for the plane. Four? Didn't. Smoke, very good. Number five, yes?
Steve landed in the
air. Very good. Six?
Steve
traveled by bus. Seven?
Steve arrived at the hotel.
Yes. Eight?
Steve stayed at the hotel for 2 nights.
Very good. Nine?
Steve didn't visit the city.
Steve didn't visit the city. What do you think? Steve didn't visit the city. What do you think? Didn't and ed, it's too much, okay? For the English, that's just too much. We know that it's simple past because it's didn't. We don't need. Yes. Didn't visit the city, okay? Didn't visit the city. Next one.
Steve trained for 3 hours.
Trained for 3 hours. Good. Next one.
Steve didn't play the match.
Didn't play the match. Okay. And the last?
Milan scored 5 goals.
Scored 5 goals. Okay. Very good, guys. The last thing for today is, okay, the last thing. Please go back to page 55. Okay. Page 55. So other group, go to page 55. Okay, it's this exercise, exercise C. Quickly complete the sentences with was, were, or did, okay? And then we're going to listen and check. Was, were, or did, that one. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Is everything okay, Boti? No, not Boti, don't want to push. Yes? Everything's okay?
No.
Not okay? You look a bit tired. Okay, you're done. Perfect. Okay. Now, guys, let's listen and check, okay?
One. Did they want to go to Australia? Two. Was it a long journey? Three. Did they book their tickets at a travel agent's? Four. Were the tickets expensive? Five. Did they check in at Heathrow Airport? Six. Did they change planes 3 times? Seven. Was the second plane big? Eight. Was Emma worried? Nine. Did the plane land in Australia? 10. Did they stay in Nova Scotia for a long time?
Okay. And finally, I would like you to work in pairs, okay? So, Donnie, can you please sit here? Work in pairs. Ask those questions. You guys, you can work in pairs too, okay? So, pairs. And please ask those questions and give short answers, okay? For example, did they want to go to Australia? What is the short answer to that?
Yes,
they did. Yes, they did. Okay, good. So start ask questions and give short answers. Yes. Okay. No. Which question is this? Did they book their tickets at a travel agent?
Four.
Were the tickets expensive?
No.
No, they? They weren't. No, they weren't. It's last time, okay? No, they weren't. Okay? Were they? No? They? Because they booked two tickets. No, they weren't. Huh?
Did they check in a
Okay, Bente, is everything okay?
Yes.
What's the, can you ask question number 8? Was Emma?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she? Was Emma worried? Yes, she was. Okay.
Did one accord as the type accord? Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 10?
Did they stay in Nova Scotia for a long time?
Yes.
They
did. Good. Okay, let me see. Adam, can you please tell me what's the answer to question number 4? Were the tickets expensive?
Yes. Yes,
were they?
No, they were.
They were? Yes, so? Adam? No, they?
No, they weren't.
They weren't. Okay. Domonkos, was Emma worried?
Yes, she was.
All right. Bence, Kis Bence. Did they check in at Heathrow Airport?
Yes, they did.
They did. Yeah. Guys, did you learn something today?
Yes.
Yes, we did. What exactly did you learn?
Past simple regular
verb. Past simple regular verb. Did you learn anything else today? About anything? Life? The world? Yes, Gabi? Nothing! Yes, what? That there are?
Many cities with the same name.
Yes, and they are in different
countries.
Okay, perfect. Anything else about Australia?
Kangaroos,
yeah. You didn't know about the kangaroos. Anything else? Flag? Yes. Uh-huh, very good. So you learned something about Australia. You learned, what's the capital city of Australia? Is it Sydney?
No.
Is it Melbourne?
No.
What is it? Canberra, very good. Okay, you learned about simple past regular verbs. Okay, questions, affirmatives, negatives. Very good. Your homework will be, okay, what is homework number 1? Do you remember? Yes. Is there any other Budapest in the world? Or no? Bentley, no way. Okay. Check. Homework number 2 is, homework number 2. At the grammar bank on page 130, okay, page 130, please finish the grammar exercise. That is 5B, okay? So page 130, 5B. And also, okay, in your workbooks, okay, in your workbooks, workbook, exercise 5B, okay, 5B, two, the second one, the grammar part, okay? You did a good job, guys, okay, good job. So I wrote in pluses for you. Let me check if there is anybody who... Okay. Bence, you have four pluses, you need one more to get a five, okay? Yes. Okay, thank you very much for your cooperation. You can go. Goodbye. Goodbye, guys, in the other group. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you very much.